Will you pray with me? We proclaim with the psalmist, where can we go from your spirit? Or where can we flee from your presence? If we take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead us, and your right hand shall hold us fast. In our worship and in our lives, may we cling to your presence and to your love. Amen. I remember a story that I heard about from when Kath Crooks was one of the pastors here. My memory is that she was asked to describe her typical style while preaching. She tried something, but was interrupted by, I think, Anna Orbovich, who paused, took a sip of water, and began very earnestly, "It was a morose day in Nicaragua." Apparently, everyone laughed knowingly. Particularly in these times, I think the same might be able to be said about me, minus perhaps the sip of water. So it might surprise you that I'm going to share today's brief reflection completely based on popular culture. My daughter Shannon and I have been watching Glee. Do any of you know that TV series about the high school Glee choir? Yes, yes. It's on Netflix, so we're making our way through it if you'd like to do the same. The show centers on the lives of a dozen or so high school students who are all searching for and experimenting with who they are. Among them are the white football stars who secretly love to sing. There's the Asian American boy whose father demands that he go to medical school, but who has the soul and the body of a dancer. There's the lesbian Latinx girl who's a mean girl cheerleader to keep her true self hidden. And there's the white gay boy whose soprano voice and fashion sense make it impossible to hide from the bullies. And there's the white boy in the wheelchair whose tenor is exquisite. Often, as they are going down the hallways of the high school in Lima, Ohio, they are met by a group of popular kids who throw slushies in their faces and call them Lima losers. Now, I have to admit that I love Glee. I'm not sure if it's in spite of or because of its campy nature. And the music and the dancing are giving me life, especially now, amidst what is happening in our world. But I especially love it because of the message that it is teaching to our daughter Shannon, who's 12. It teaches this lesson almost in every single episode. Its lessons almost always show that the world is filled with those who spread meanness and hatred. And the world also is filled by insecure folks whose fear of their own, that they might be mediocre, makes them tear others down. Competitiveness and sharp elbows can squelch our creativity and seek to keep us small. It isn't easy being alive, and it certainly isn't easy being a high school student. But celebrate who God made you to be. Claim your beauty, claim your power and your gifts, and support the same in all of God's children. Whether you're unique, the black trans girl with a voice of gold who is simply stunning in silver sequins, or whether you're Puck, the Jewish son of a high school dropout who is actually smart enough to pass the history test. Claim who you know yourself to be. Listen to God's voice inside you, not the world's cacophonous voices. Because you and all of us are so much better when we are fully and authentically ourselves. And when we gather together in authenticity, we can accomplish amazing things, sometimes even winning nationals. Oh God, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all of my ways. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Today we are taking some time to pause and ritually celebrate each of our unique identities. And we're pausing to celebrate our belovedness in God's sight. And we're honoring that we as a community are so much richer, so much more powerful, so much more faithful when we celebrate the authentic people God has created us to be. Especially in these times, when the voices of hatred and fear seem so loud, it is all the more necessary that we each claim our one wild and precious life. It is all the more important that we incarnate that part of God that is only alive if we are. As a way to symbolize that we are indeed fearfully and wonderfully made, in order to claim our one wild and precious life, even in perhaps a small way, we're invited to spend the next few minutes, maybe about 10 or 15, we'll see how it goes, decorating our name tags. There are lanyards and Lindale pins that you can put on your lanyards. There are stickers. There's the name tag, hopefully, for everyone here, is out on the table. There are also some blank ones if you'd prefer to go by Ellie instead of Eleanor, or if you are new amongst us. And then there are pronoun stickers, and there are, as promised for Joe, penguin stickers, so don't take the penguin stickers unless Joe has had his choice first. There are rainbow stickers, pronoun stickers, markers. So we're going to spend the next little bit in prayer and creativity. If you would be helped by having a few moments to do a little writing to get a sense of who it is that you might want to share on your name tag, there are pens and some paper to do that before you commence. And just so you don't think that I missed the fact that I was able to make an earnest sermon out of Glee, I will try to be claiming my earnestness on my name tag. Let us be in creativity together. Amen.